Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships,
okay.
Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really healthy and darn sexy people. Oh, my God, my life. I am here. If you hear a lot of noise in the background, I'm literally at my table doing the show in Pittsburgh at this very large convention. And I was going to have, because we've been so slammed, I was going to have Stephen play another show. But it got slow, and I thought, I really want to be with my peeps, so here I am, and I hope you can hear me. You know, there's so much to bring to you since Creation Station, but I have been working with this for the last week, and I am imploring you all to try this with the breathing technique. Okay, so you want to take a big deep breath and go to your love place and just hold love and see the words money. Take a deep breath, feel love, see the word health on the exhale. Take a deep breath. See the word relationships. So what you're doing is very simply connecting the state of love with the word that represents what you want, because the subconscious knows it all. The universe knows it all. And it's become incredibly powerful for me to do this simple thing, because it takes you out of trying. It takes you out of manipulating. It takes you out of trying to get somewhere. So I would love all of you to come together now and try this for the next week. All you do is hold a state of love while you see the words. And if it's a challenge for you to get to the state of love, then get to the state of joy. Okay? That's all you have to do, guys. I'm experiencing some really, really powerful expressions of creation and manifestation here. So I want my community to join me so you can give me some feedback, okay? When we hold a state of love, the masculine and feminine work together in harmony at the same time. That's important for you to know. Look, after Creation Station, there is absolutely no denying about how powerful the state of love is. And I want us to use it consciously now. I want you to use it in place of all of the trying and doing and getting there and worrying and just go to your love place, see the word. Right now I'm using the word home, not only to protect my home and bless my home, but I know I want to pay off my home. But if I get into paying off my home, then the mental mind comes in and goes, oh, well, how are you going to do that, Dee? If I stay in the state of love knows. It is creation itself. And we know that we have to have our hearts open front and back and merge with our whole brain. Taking ourselves into the state of love does that. We know we have to have our chakras open and balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. When you're in the state of love, that does that for you. In other words, the channel now has taught us so much that it's making it simple for us. Much more simple for us to create everything we want. I also want to share with you, for the first time, I took on some negative energy. And my trip here was just hell. And, you know, my life usually just runs effortlessly. So I want to explain to you what I mean by taking on negative energy. I ran into somebody who reminded me of my own victimness. So I didn't take on energy from her. I ignited my own energy around victimization because she reminded me of it. That's really important for you to hear. So in this world, we're watching all kinds of things on the news, being hit with all kinds of things now that make us question. It may ignite in us some old fears and some old self-limitations so that we can become more aware of them and hold a state of love. You would want to see the word victor or victorious there because that's what you want, right? So anyway, I'm having just some amazing manifestations from doing this. And I want you to be a part of that. Okay. You know, I had some other things in my notes, but this happened at the last minute. I will bring them to you next week. We are going to go to the callers right now. Please forgive the noise in the background. Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, Star. You hearing me okay?
Yep.
Okay, great.
This is just fabulous.
Get close to your phone, baby.
Okay. The words that have been coming to me this week are that I'm living in heaven on earth. We are living in heaven on earth.
If you see it that way, you are.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I experienced getting triggered this week also and have been balancing energy to heal old residue around banishment and abandonment and stuff like that. So I would love to know if the channel has anything more for me on that.
Okay. Well, if you took the exercise that I just gave you.
Yeah.
What if you're not abandoned, you're what?
Well, your word home really resonated. Welcomed, embraced.
Yep. What's that? Is there a? And see, there's not a highest word. As long as you know what you want and that word represents it, that's all you need. So what word do you think you want to use?
Home. Because I am home. I am my home. I am who embraces me. I am who everything goes through that.
And the home of you and the home of all energy already embraces you and accepts you, Emily.
Yes.
You know, you can't be abandoned by the energy that you are unless you do it to yourself.
Oh, my God. Right.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant, isn't it?
Wow. Yes.
Yep. Because we are the universe. We are God. So, really, it's our concept of ourselves being abandoned that makes us that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amazing. Oh my God. Thank you.
And they're reminding me to remind you guys of the story I told you about being back with my family. I didn't feel a part of them, which is a part of abandonment, right?
Yeah.
And as soon as I shifted my perspective, my relationship, I have a little girl dressed up as Gertie waving to me here from the convention. Oh, my God. I've had so many loving experiences with people here. But it's the same principle that we're talking about, Emily. You understand that, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, great.
Totally. Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
there's nothing else, Emily.
Okay, great. I love you. Thank you.
I love you too, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, let me get you off. Okay, Miss Lynn. Are you on? Can you hear me?
Hi, Dee Dee. Yes,
hi, baby.
I can hear you.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. You know, we talked, and I've been using that new breathing exercise and the way we do it with health. I made it to get my first vaccine. I made it through it.
Good.
There was a lot of fear around that, like we talked about, and it was coming from breaking through and getting everything I want, reemerging. And I think it comes from something with my dad or my mom. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I do still feel like I have the flu, and I have to say it's really challenging because I go into panic when I don't feel well. And now it's not so much panic. It's more like it's going to be never ending and I'm going to suffer.
Okay, Lynn, you want to be an actress when you're acting. You don't want to be an actress and go into all the drama in your life.
I know that.
Well, but you're not doing it.
Well, I'm doing it, and things are 100% better.
Good.
Every day to say this is working. This is changing things. And
when did you get
like
the vaccine, Lynn?
Wednesday afternoon.
Wednesday. And you're still feeling flu symptoms?
Well, not like I was in the beginning. Every day seems to be better. I just now feel the fatigue and kind of weak and kind of out of it.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor. If you're worried about it, check with your doctor. But the channel is saying it's all mental. That you are literally projecting this into your body. Like we project things out to the world, you're projecting things also, which we all do, into and within your body. And your body is responding to your direction from the fear. So,
yeah, right.
So, the highest word that I'm getting that you can see is love.
Love, okay. And I knew that's what was happening, and that's why I called, because I'm like,
Well, good.
What needs to be in alignment? What
okay.
is it now? There's
so
something new
and higher.
Go
into your love place.
Okay.
Go into your love place. And just see the word love. Oh, now they're taking me through it, so I'm going to take you through it. So you're in your love place?
Yes.
See the word love.
Yes.
See the word body. See the word
yep.
love. See the word body. See the word love. See the word body. See there. Do you see how fast they're teaching us now?
Yep.
Now that we've made this breakthrough, but they had to teach us the steps of how to get here.
Wow.
So,
wow, I feel it. I feel
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they're saying within a day, and I want you to let me know, Lynn. I'll be back tomorrow.
Okay.
Within a day, should feel a lot better. But
fantastic.
Can you do you want to do that? You want to live there, okay?
So it's not just a 10 minutes, 20 minutes mass a day. It's a, really being consciously aware of that throughout the day, seeing
it's,
those
yeah,
words together.
It's just maybe I'll love myself for a minute here. Love,
yep,
yeah,
I
feeling
it.
Love, love, body, love, body. Yeah, okay. Now I'm gonna go do the dishes. You got
you
it?
You know what's so amazing, Dee, is that I have never loved my body, ever.
I know, Lynn, and that's why they're putting this together for you. Because, you see, getting the vaccine is an expression of you loving your body. And so if you feel, if you have a belief system that you can't love your body, then you are going to react to anything you do that's an expression of love for your body, aren't you?
Yep. This is really big.
It's really
Thank
big
you so
for
much.
You, honey. I hope everybody's listening, because anybody that has any, I'm testing it right now, any health challenges, this is going to help.
Oh,
but you
got to so
do
great.
It. And it's so easy. Right?
Yep, it is.
It's so easy.
Yes.
You could even do it while you're doing the dishes.
Exactly.
All right.
Thank
let
you,
me know,
Dee Dee.
Will
I love
you, please?
I will let you know. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, my God. See, I knew. I'm sitting here and I'm going, God, I really want to do the show. I really want to do the show. I'm going to do poor Stephen. Thank you, Stephen. We put everything we redesigned everything we were going to do today in 5 minutes. Lavon, you're on, baby.
Hi,
babe.
Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Down in the car. Fabulous. I wanted to thank you for the best creation station ever.
Oh.
Working with you and the channel and the one-on-one exercises took it from the word into the doing and the being. And it made all the difference.
Oh, Lavon, coming from you, who's been with me at just about every creation station, that really, really means a lot. Means a lot.
It was
and
so much fun. And I also wanted to bring up the one point that the Zoom person brought up about when you open your heart front and back, the front goes out to the world, but the back is you, inside you.
Wait, I lost a little bit of that. Could you say it again?
Yes, the one Zoom participant brought up that opening your heart front and back, when you open the front, it goes out to the world. When you open the back, it's you, into
yes.
you.
Yes,
I
yes.
I thought that was key.
See, I have that in my notes, but I don't have my notes in front of me. So thank you for remembering to bring
aha.
this. That was
yes.
a huge aha. Wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh, it was. And that love exercise, oh, my gosh, it put me in such a place of peace that
yeah.
I can recall now. So that was
well, and
fabulous.
It takes away, you know, all of the trying to get there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
You're there. You're just there.
Yeah.
And I want to say, Lynn, I want to say something to Lynn. You are beautiful inside and out. And I hope
Isn't
you hear
she?
That. She is.
I've all thought that from the minute she walked into my class. So thank you for sharing that.
I met her at Creation Station, and
she's
just a wonderful soul.
Yes, she
is.
Love you, Lenny. Oh, I love you. I love you, lady.
Love you too, Dee Dee.
Thank you.
Have a fabulous day.
Well, yeah, everybody hold good thoughts. Just see travel. Love travel for Dee. Love travel for Dee.
Because I
got way late. My connecting flight got canceled coming here, which was a part of that victim energy that I had tapped into. So, another lesson for me.
Okay,
thanks, baby. That was a big lesson for me, boy, to understand that I had taken on that victim energy. Hi, Maria, you're on.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you. I really appreciate that you took the time to get on today with everything you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
It really does, and I really resonated with what you said today because I was in desperation, like, what can I do? Keep changing and try and memorize what people are saying so I can do it without reading or having a book open.
Yeah, okay, you don't need to do that anymore. The highest word for you, Maria, is peace. Go to your love place and just see the word peace. And just know that that means in every single solitary part of your life.
Okay.
Every subject, everything, just peace. Because that's the highest thing you want right now. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
Now I'm trying to incorporate what you said today and different body parts that were having issues.
No, but see, I don't want you to
health.
Do that. I don't
right,
want
exactly.
you to mm-hmm. You know? All I want you to do is see the word. Because when we get into what you just described is you left your heart and you went to your head.
Mm-hmm.
They want you just to stay in your heart and stay in the presence of love. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
And so with my family, that's not, it's a
Use
bizarre
the word
situation.
Family.
Okay. The other family, not what I normally call it out, but the, okay, use the word family. Okay.
Yep. And you can even do family, peace. But just see the words. Don't try to go, this is what I want, and they're not doing it, and blah. Just see the words while you're holding the space of love.
And communication, same thing. Use the word communication or just peace generally, too. Okay.
Well, peace is your highest word. Peace is going to cover everything for you.
Okay. That's
all right.
Good. Thank
and
you very much.
Have simple. Thank you, baby.
You so made me laugh. I was like,
I'm having a great time here. It's been an amazing weekend. I've met so many beautiful, loving people and made a lot of money once I got all of that back in alignment and back to my love place. It's like I walked into another universe, and that's literally what you're doing. You're taking yourself from hate and worry and all that stuff into the place of love and peace and knowing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, baby. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, Lena, what's up?
Hey, Dee, how are you?
I'm good, babe. What's up?
So I have a question about my mom, actually. She is not doing so well, and I
go to your love place and just see the word mom. I wish you guys could see my pendulum as I'm telling you to do this. Now, I want to walk you through the difference of what we've been doing and what they're teaching us now. So your question about your mom was what, Lena?
How long does she have left to, I guess, be on this planet? Because yesterday, it was a bad day, and my dad is leaving everything up to me on whether or not I want to go visit them and hang out with them. And
well, why? Who else is it up to?
Well, I was asking him which would, like, well, I know it's up to me, but I was asking which would be easier for me to help him out so he can get some stuff done so he's feeling supported. Because
well, and he's saying to you the best way you can help me out is to make your own decision. Okay?
Yeah.
So you see how a myriad of stuff comes in asking our minds to get involved. So just go to your love place or your joy place. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. And see the word mom and see the word love. And then see the word peace. Mom, love, peace. But just see the words, Lena. Don't try to do anything with them.
Okay.
Okay? Is there a,
okay.
I keep asking if there's anything higher, and I get no. Not right now,
okay.
Anyway. Okay, baby. Just
okay.
Try it. Really, really devote yourself to doing that, all this, guys, for the next month. Let's just see if we have some remarkable breakthrough here, because I already know we do. I'm seeing the proof. All right, we're going to Susie in Texas. You're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby. What's up?
I'm so excited to get on the call. Okay, so what's coming up for me is I have been hearing no trespassing sign and I'm having a lot of dreams of ghosts being in our home, and I'm actually seeing them. So I'm having some boundary things and also taking on other people's stuff. And my guys are telling me don't take it on or conform to. So
okay, so wait a minute. Your guides are not telling you that because your guides know that your brain thinks in pictures. So you're telling yourself that because when you say don't take it on, you literally see yourself taking it on. Do you understand that?
I totally get it, yes.
Okay. All right. So really, use the word boundaries.
Okay.
Hold on. Everybody's balanced. Anybody switch? Okay. Go to your love place.
Okay.
See the word boundaries. That's all you have to do. Stay in your love place.
Okay, my
yeah,
tears.
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, tears.
What happened?
Tears are flowing.
Yeah, yeah, because what you're doing is the energy is responding. Instead of yeah, go ahead.
I just heard love, like now I can love myself enough to say no.
Well, there's your boundary, darling.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Oh, that's awesome. Oh,
simple
my God.
Easy.
That's
love
awesome,
you.
Susie. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. See, I knew I was supposed to get on today. Thank you again, Stephen. Vicki in Florida, you're on.
Hey, hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi. Oh, my gosh, this is such great stuff. My original question, and I'd like to see maybe we can simplify this. You know, the points that you gave last Sunday from Creation Station,
yep.
All those points. Okay. I'm trying to get my head wrapped around fully. It's not who appears, but who you've summoned.
Uh-huh.
Is there a way to simplify that?
Well, sure. Sure.
Okay.
The people that come into your life are being summoned by your vibration.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
So then if we did with the new technique, would that be this relationship?
Yeah, go to your love place. Go to your love place.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You see the word people.
People. Okay.
You see, your subconscious, your brain, the universe, all knows what you mean by that.
Oh, see, that
you
is
want,
great.
Yeah, you want positive people. You want uplifting people. You want people that are supporting you, right? That are a match to your highest self. You know that already. But when we try to creating it, we inadvertently go to trying to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And this way, it takes our energy and our energetic system and our brains into, oh, I have it. Love people. And yes, you can use the word relationship. That's fine, too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe I'll go through these the whole list and try to simplify it just like that.
Yeah, hold on. There's another word. Money. Go to your love place.
Okay.
Everybody.
Okay.
Just try this. Go to your love place. Really feel into it, guys. Just love. See the word money. Now, doesn't that have a entirely different vibration than this is what I want from money? I want enough money. I want to be able to do this.
Right.
We know it all.
Mm.
I'm so excited about this. I can hardly contain myself.
It is amazing. It is amazing. Thank you so
much,
Dee.
I want everybody to work with it, and I want you to give me feedback, okay?
Yes, we will. We absolutely will.
See you next
week. Okay.
All right. Okay. Miss Lisa in Chicago.
Yeah, hi, Dee. Thanks again
for
coming on today. This has been amazing. So my question is, I live my life most of the time the way you have shared with us, being in the love place, thinking about what I want, and I've been manifesting wonderful things. And as things are coming in, when I'm faced with decisions, which job do I take here, what's a good question to ask or place to go to help find the answer that's for my highest good?
Okay. Go to your love place.
Mm-hmm.
See the word job.
Okay.
You see, because you bet, the universe knows the highest choice. You get all involved in, well, this and that and what if and is it going to work and is it possible and just see the word job. Also the word work, they're saying.
Jobs and work, okay.
Yeah, because right now jobs and works are not connected to love for you.
Mm. Okay.
You understand? And that's all they want you to do, because love creates everything.
That makes sense, that when I'm actually in my love place with that it will become clear, because I was lacking the clarity.
Ma'am.
Okay. Thank
got
you,
it?
Dee.
You
yes,
bet.
Got it.
I know. It's really exciting. Okay. I don't have names on the switchboard here out, so I'm just going to read your number out. We're going to 516-297. You're on.
Kirk.
Hi,
it's
baby.
Kirk.
How are you?
Hey, I am excellent. I was in Doylestown last Friday morning dropping off some artwork. I left good energy all over the place for you and your whole family.
Thank you. Thank you, Kirk.
And I am on the road back from Gloucester, Virginia, from another painting event where I painted 14 magnificent paintings, won an award, have some sales, and just loving life.
Yeah, you can hear it, Kirk. You can really hear it. There is a word they'd like to give you. But can you give me a song, please?
Zippity-doo-dah.
Yeah, okay, joy.
Joy.
So go to your love place. See the word joy. See the word painting. See the word joy. See the word money. See the word joy. See the word painting. See the word joy. See the word money. Okay, so guys, they're teaching us a new thing. Do you see we connected joy painting money? They literally connected those three things for you. Do you understand?
Got it. Oh, I do. I do.
Yeah, I get it big time. Oh, my God. I'm so buzzing here with all this stuff. Well, that's great, Kirk. You just keep it up, and you just watch now. I don't know if you can even handle anymore, can you?
Oh, I can, and I'm also,
of course
I'm also,
you can.
I'm sporting a giant beard, and I'm in the process of booking a role as Santa in one of these holiday movies.
You go, sweetheart. So you can add all movies
right
to that. Movies are
yeah
acting, okay?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Love you. Bye-bye. Okay, we are going to 619-948. You're on.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi. It took me a minute to figure out my number. I just want to say, too, I'm so glad that you showed up live today because this is awesome, and I just really needed it, and it makes it real fast to say, what do you see as my highest word? I see my highest word as I see it as health.
I get a big yes on that.
Okay.
I get a big yes on that.
Save
so,
us giving all of our so, stories to you.
So go to your love place and see health. Look, I have to tell you guys, one of the big manifestations that I'm recognizing in my life right now since I've been working with this, you know, I have a slight case of mental depression. I have to sign a lot of pictures. Since I've been doing this, I haven't had to take any of the medication for my essential tremors, and I've been signing fine. Now,
wow,
that's in 2 days. Okay? So, something's going on somewhere, guys. And I tell you all, I've never known my channel to be wrong, ever. And how this has all progressed and how we've been taught, the understanding of it all is just beyond amazing to me. So I implore you all, just try it. You got nothing to lose and so much to gain. Okay, baby? Okay? Oh, did I lose you? I think I lost you. I hope you heard all that. All right. Oh, there you are. Did you hear all that?
I did.
Okay.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank
bye
you so much.
All right. We are going to 217-875. You're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, who is this?
This is Deborah.
Hello, Ms. Deborah.
Thanks for taking my call.
You are
appreciate
welcome.
It. I have had synchronicity about President Kennedy about 8 times in the last 3 weeks, and I wonder if you can tell me what that would be about.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, what they're saying to me, the first words I heard is President Kennedy stood for love.
President Kennedy what?
Stood for love. He represented love in our country. He represented a period of love and growth and prosperity. Well, now this is interesting. What happens if I just play with me here for a minute? Go to your
okay
love place.
Okay.
And see the word President Kennedy. What experience did you have?
I feel very emotional. Almost to tears. That's what I'm feeling.
Well, but tears can be filled with love. Tears can be filled with sorrow. What? Explain.
It would be sorrow. I think that comes up whenever I see footage about him or read about him.
Okay.
When
so
I can tell
the
you
sorrow
one thing,
is about his death. Then.
Yes. The sorrow about his death and the kind of president that he was. It was heartbreaking to lose him.
Exactly. So that's why they don't want you, for example, to go into trying creating another President Kennedy, because you go to the sorrow. So let's do this. Go to your love place. Go to the word joy, see the word Kennedy, see the word joy, see the word Kennedy, see the word joy, see the word Kennedy. Now, can you tell me if your experience emotionally was any different?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was smiling.
Yeah, because you see, my beautiful person, you started associating the way you wanted our country to be with sorrow, which will absolutely create the opposite of what you want. Do you understand?
Yeah.
This is breakthrough stuff, you guys. This is so exciting, I can't stand it. Do you have another question, Deborah?
Just what do you see for me in the next few months?
Well, I see what you see for yourself, because that's who's creating it. So, you guys, I want to speak a minute. Whenever you get a reading from somebody, they're reading what your energy is in alignment to create for yourself. So, again, who are you summoning? Who are you summoning to you? The more you hold love and joy, the more joyful, loving experiences and people you summon to you. You got it?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
It's all comes back to us, guys. So if you feel like love and joy is connected to sorrow, you want to go to your love place and see love, joy. That's it. Love, joy connected to love, so that your entire energetic system and the universe gets that you are connecting those things together. And then you can attract and summon more of those into you. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You got it. All right. Well, I have more hands up. Let me see. I know we go a lot faster. Now we can cover a lot more people too. I'm excited about that. There is something the channel wants to bring in. Hold on. Sheets, book, song. Well, now this is interesting. They're going to use me to teach something. They want me to go. That's funny. He just over the loudspeaker here, announced the whole cast of E.T. is here, and they want me to go to the movie E.T. and just see, there's two words, joy, prosperity, joy, prosperity. Now, What I'm realizing is that it's a little challenging since they took me to the movie E.T. So it's obviously connected to E.T., right? And yet I don't want to manipulate or push anything toward E.T. So around all my feelings and experiences regarding E.T., I'm going to go to my love place. Oh, and see, all I have to do is feel how much I love you all. And see, joy, prosperity. Joy, prosperity. Joy, prosperity. Yeah, oh my gosh. That was a big, huge gift to me right there. There were a lot of stories I was carrying about that experience that certainly don't serve me in creating joy and prosperity. So now they do. And I'm indebted to all of you for helping bring that in. Is there anything else, channel? No. We are going to end the show early because I got no... Oh, wait. No, I think I've taken everybody. Wait a minute. Do I have some more hands up? I do have one more hand up, I think. Did I take you, 651-739?
No, this is Linda in Minnesota.
Hi, Linda. Oh, goody. You got on just in time. What can I do for you, babe?
I like the person who said the highest word for me today.
The highest word for you today. Well, this is interesting. I guess I had to come in the middle here. They want you to go to your love place and see the word love. Obviously, there are things connected with love that are not just pure love. And they want you to go to your love place and just hold love.
I like that.
Will affect health, wellness, money, success, and everything. When you get clear that love is love and that's it.
Sweet.
Yeah, nice, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And we got another hand up. Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off, baby. 716-463, you're on.
Hey, this is Susan in Niagara Falls.
Hi, Susan. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm getting some money from a car accident that I was in years ago, and I'm thinking about putting it into my house and my car, and I'm just wondering which way I should go with this.
Well, go to your heart. Where does your heart want to go?
It wants to go into my house.
Okay.
And
that's your answer.
Good.
Well,
that was easy.
Yes, and it is that easy, guys. It is that easy.
The thing that I've noticed, though, I've been getting estimates. I'm doing to do my windows, for instance, and everything is so much over. It's hard to choose as to which one.
Yeah. See, this is what they don't want you to do. So go to your love place.
Okay.
And just say house. Just see the word house.
Okay. See the word house.
Love place.
Okay, got it. Love.
Really feel into your love place. See the
word
house.
Yeah, got it.
And then everything will be delivered and it will be clear. I'm testing it and I'm getting my huge yes, guys.
Great. Awesome.
Oh, my God. What a show. Thank you so much. All right.
I'm happy for you. Thank you.
I'm in Pittsburgh. Beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. All right, guys. I've got a line forming, and the promoter's given me the evil eye. I've got to go. I love you so much, and oh, my God, am I glad I was here. So let's say it loud and say it proud. I love me. I love me, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation.
Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.